flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Out, reels in, kicks it out to the corner.
Another
shot
block.
Blocked by Zach Austin. Out of bounds. Carolina has 8 to shoot. Zach Austin, the Skywalker.
The Zach Austin game. You'll remember that forever. How well he played the other night against North Carolina. And the Pitt defense in the second half against the best offensive team in the ACC. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. Every Thursday around 7:50, we talk to the voice of the Pitt Panthers, Bill Hillgrove. Bill, good morning. What a game from Zach Austin. What a game overall. But that was really an all-time kind of performance for Austin, was it not?
I believe you're correct. That was pretty special. I don't think he wore off much tread in his sneakers because he spent a lot of time in the air. It's amazing, but it's very encouraging that he's getting better, and as he gets better, they get better. And in the second half, I saw tremendous defense. Carolina was 1 for 11 outside the arc, and despite losing the board battle by 10, the Panthers did a great job in fast breaks, loose balls. They got most of the loose balls, a few tie-ups, and they caused 14 turnovers. So it all added up to a pretty impressive win for Pitt.
Bill, I'll let Pat ask you a direct question about the current team right now, but I got a message last night from Steve Massaro, which I found very significant and very interesting. Listen to this. For the first time ever really in Pitt basketball history, NBA players that are former Pitt players, Henson, Mo Gee, Bub Carrington, Justin Champagne, and Steven Adams, they're all basically starting in the NBA right now. We've never seen that from former Pitt players ever, I don't believe.
No, I think you're right. It's very interesting. And, I think you got a couple of NBA players on this squad. I'm sure Jalen Lowe will get a look probably next year. They've got, some players. Now, that having been said, their inside game needs to improve. They can't keep getting out rebounded and not sooner or later pay a price. Other than that, they play small ball as well as anybody.
Billy, my office is next to Sam Clancy's. You know Sam Bam well. He told me yesterday after the game he thinks he should give that you'll never believe a man could fly pin to Zach Austin. Super Sam, you think that's a fair trade-off there?
I think so. Yeah, he's interesting to watch. And you know what I like about this team, Pat? They spend a lot of time with each other off the court.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that goes a long way when you get, you know, into tight moments and at crunch time. The team that's together off the court tends to be also together on the court. And I think Jay Williams, in his assessment of their lack of leadership for Carolina, you know, which is their problem, not Pitt's, but he showed the dichotomy with 24.9 seconds left. He said, look, Pitt's huddled up, and Carolina players are going to the line like this game's over. And I think this team has leadership, and the leadership has to come from on the court.
Looks like North Carolina could be on track to miss the tournament now for the second time in 4 years under Hubert Davis. And that doesn't go over quite well in Chapel Hill. Billy, they stopped the losing streak against Syracuse. Then they got that signature win against North Carolina. Wake is up next. Wake's a pretty good basketball team. Do you think that Pitt has now turned the corner and is back to being on schedule for what we all thought they could be?
Well, you know, turning the corner is it's a very subjective phrase. I like the way they approach it. Coach wants them to go 1-0 every week. And you don't put the whole thing in perspective until it's all over. But I like what I see. You know, and that losing streak, they've played the three top teams in the conference and lost to all of them, with the exception of Florida State. I think that's the one they regret having lost. So, you know, it bodes well for a stretch run here. And Saturday's game, mighty important because Wake is one of the better teams in the conference.
No doubt about it. Billy, we always appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
All right, H2P.
Thanks, Billy.
The great Billy Hilly, Bill Hillgrove, voice of the Pitt Panthers.
Billy Hilly. Mm-hmm. You're the only person in America that calls him that.
I don't know why that happened.
But it's stuck. At least with you it has. And I've never called him that.
I mean it respectfully, no. Too. I mean, as if there were any doubt, but yeah.
Can you imagine if Crowley, hey, Billy Hilly.
Billy Hilly.
The hell did you just call me?
Yeah.
I call him William.
Do you?
No.
No, you don't.
If he was the Mountaineers play-by-play guy, you could call him Billy Hillbilly. I did that because I thought maybe one of you would say it.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.